Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Nun Tes, Sanhedrin 59a, pagination is 117. We start from the second line on the page, V'omar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan taught. Oved kochavim sha'osek b'Torah, an akum that toils in Torah, literally, translation would be toil in Torah, chayev misa, is a violation. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morasha lanu morasha v'lalohem. The Torah says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha. The Torah is a morasha, an inheritance to us, given to us through Moshe, to us, and not to anybody else, and that's considered a violation. Now, not only is it a violation for the Akum to study Torah, but the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Gimel tells us, Ein Mosrim Divrei Torah La'akum, we're not allowed to give over Torah to an Akum, so there's a prohibition on us to teach them. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, Lo'asachein l'chol goy mishpatim bal yida'um. Hashem did not do what he did for us, to others, and the mishpatim, the laws, he didn't give to them. Now, there certainly is a worthy discussion over here in Jewish literature regarding what type of mitzvahs or teachings we are referring to that's going to be prohibited for the Akum to learn and for the Yisrael to teach. And I'm referring to, just as starters, to the statement of Rabbi Nissim Gaon, which is printed as the Hakdama to Meseches Brachos, where he writes that ethics are things that the non-Jewish world should be studying, and that's seemingly not what's being restricted here. Also, we can consider the possibility that straightforward laws and customs might not be restricted. The wording by us is osek b'Torah, to toil in Torah, and the wording in Chagiga is mosrim divrei Torah, which might be taken to mean the more secret parts of Torah. In fact, the Marsha writes in Chagiga that even to give the non-Jew the secrets on the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach would be a concern. In any case, there certainly is some sort of restriction for an Akum to study Torah. Asks the Gemara, why don't we have that included in the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach, that they're not allowed to study Torah? Whatever type of Torah is the prohibition, but whatever that is, why isn't it included? And the Gemara answers, Manda amar morasha migzal kogazole. If we learn it from the word morasha as an inheritance to the Jewish people, so it's included in the concept of theft whenever you infringe on something that's not proper to be yours. Manda amar me'orasa, the opinion that says that Torah is a me'orasa, is to be viewed as a marriage, dino kinaira ha-me'orasa. So it's the same as a woman that's married that someone else is not allowed to infringe upon. So we do have a concept that an Akum is not to study at least certain parts of Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredeya Gimel Siman Tzadi addresses the question, what happens if a person is giving a shiur, and it's an in-depth shiur that would qualify on all levels as a concern, and a non-Jew sits down and wants to participate? So Rav Moshe says you're allowed to continue teaching Torah, and that's really his issue. if there's a restriction on him, you're teaching Torah to the people you're teaching Torah. You're not obligated to stop. But there is such a restriction, at least in certain circumstances. Meisvei, here is the question. Hoyer Rab Meir Omer, Rab Meir said, Minayin shafilu oved kochavim va'osik b'torah shu ki kohen gadol. How do you know that the power of Torah is such that even an Akum that studies Torah is like the Kohen Gadol? Now, whatever it means, it's like the Kohen Gadol, but it's clearly a positive statement. It's an endorsement of what he's doing. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ashayasa osam ha'odam v'chai bohem. A person is involved in Torah. Kohanim Levi'im v'Yisrael lalim no nemar. It doesn't say specifically Kohen Levi Yisrael that it has to be a Jew. Allah ha'odam. It's talking about humanity. Halamadata, Reb Meir learns, Shafilu obikachom v'osik v'tarareu k'kohen gadol. Even an Akum, if he's studying Torah, he's like the Kohen Gadol. Again, whatever the analogy is, but the first statement said that there's a prohibition for the Akum to study Torah, and the second statement is telling us that an Akum that studies Torah is clearly a wonderful thing. And the Gemara resolves this by saying, Hosam b'sheva mitzvahs didhu. It's referring to their mitzvahs. If they toil in their mitzvahs, and presumably included in the word dinim, law and order, that can be an umbrella for a lot that we can allow because of ethics, because of Torah's attitudes, etc. But as long as they're staying within Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and not studying Torah Lishma, or wherever we draw the line to say it's prohibited, so on Sheva Mitzvahs, that they're allowed to toil, and it's endorsable as a good thing. It does remain that there is a restriction for the Akum to study some sort of Torah, and for the Jew to teach some sort of Torah. And the question that we encounter is not in the simple case. Normally, non-Jews are curious, but they can be satisfied with basic things. We don't find that they're coming into the Beis Medrash to study in-depth Torah, that this issue is such a concern to figure out exactly when it applies. The case that it does become an active question is when a non-Jew wants to convert to Judaism. And our approach typically is that we do want him to truly understand Judaism to whatever extent possible before the conversion, so that he will be accepting the mitzvahs properly and that there will be a smooth transition into observance. We have a statement in the Gemara, Koshin Kisapachas, that converts end up causing a lot of problems, and the Mefarshim explain, it's not talking about the righteous convert that merges beautifully in the Jewish community. We're talking about converts that do not have proficiency in Torah, and they end up drawing other people into lesser observance because of their ignorance. So we're certainly looking, as one Rav that I know described it, to have the prospective convert on the merging lane, on a highway, and they should be going reasonably comfortably in the merging lane, so that as soon as they're given the green light to merge, they're able to do so smoothly onto the highway. How does one accomplish that if you're not allowed to teach them Torah? Reb Moshe, in the tshuva that I mentioned, Yerideya Gimel Tzadi, cites the Marsha in Shabbos, who boldly says that in the case of Baal Ligayer, a person who came to convert, Shari Lilmo Torah. That case, you're allowed to study Torah. And going back to our original topic, it could be that we're talking about a person who is an Ovid Kochavim and wants to stay an Ovid Kochavim. And that's the case where this is going to be prohibited. But if the person is looking to convert, so then we're allowed to study Torah with them. Alternatively, the original prohibition might be regarding osek, toiling, and moser, giving them the secrets of Torah, and it could be that that remains even by the prospective convert, and it could be that remains restricted. But the basic laws, the basic structure of Judaism, so that he can make an educated decision, would be permitted and recommended. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.